In the book of Matthew, chapter 11 and verse 27, Jesus said that all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Any reader of the four Gospels is impressed with the uniqueness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He comes to us as one having a unique relationship in the world to accomplish a unique task. He has a unique relationship with God the Father. He claims absolute authority and infallibility as a teacher, and declared that he alone knew the mind of God the Father, and that he alone could reveal the Father to mankind. He affirmed that heaven and earth would pass away, but that his words would never pass away, and that his teachings were based upon the Old Testament scriptures. He declared that he came not only to teach the truth, but that he was the truth. Yes, Jesus was a unique person. In fact, the most unique person that has ever lived. He is the only person sent from heaven that was ever pre-announced. History is full of men who claim that they came from God or that they bore messages from God. Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, Christ, and thousands of others. Each of them has a right to be heard and considered. Yet there should be some type of yardstick in order to conduct a permanent test which would be available to all men, to which they can decide whether any one of these or all of them are justified in their claim. There are two different tests. One is reason. Another is history. Reason dictates that if any one of these men actually came from God, the least thing that God could do to support his claim would be to pre-announce his coming. Automobile manufacturers and car dealers tell their customers when to expect a new model. If God sent anyone from heaven, or if God came himself with an important message for all people, it would seem reasonable that he would first let the humans know when his messenger was coming, where he would be born, where he would live, the message that he would bring, the doctrines that he would teach. By the extent to which the messenger conformed to these announcements, one could judge the validity of his claim. Reason further assures us that if God did not do this, then there would be nothing to prevent any impostor from appearing in history and saying, "I come from God. I am heaven sent. Or an angel appeared to me in the desert and gave me this message." In such cases, there would be no objective way of testing the messenger. We would have only his word for it. And of course, he could be wrong. If a visitor came from a foreign country to Washington and said that he was a diplomat, the government would ask him for his passport and other documents testifying that he represented a special government. His papers would have preceded his comings. If such proof of identity are asked from delegates of other countries, reason certainly ought to do so with messengers who claim to have come from God. To each, reason would say, "What record was there before you were born that you were coming?" With this test, one could evaluate those who claimed to be coming from God. Socrates had no one to foretell his birth. Buddha had no one to pre-announce him and his message. But with Jesus Christ, it was different. Because of the Old Testament prophecies, His coming was not unexpected. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.